From Storyflow Daily, Lily Lifestyle Brief: The RHS Lets Loose at Chelsea, A Norwegian Dog's Love Letter, and How a Gardener Becomes a Gardener. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Lifestyle. I'm Lily. The piece I want to lead with is from Carmen in the garden. I never planned to be a gardener. Carmen tells the story of how she came to gardening not through credential or family lineage, but through chronic illness. She woke up sick every morning while at UCLA. The deal she made with herself that college was the path out was eroding her body before it could give her the future it promised. Gardening came in as a literal grounding, an outdoor practice that broke the indoor pattern, and 10-plus years later her current garden is the visible end of a recovery that started somewhere most people never see. If you've ever felt like a gardening newsletter is for someone else, read this one. A great piece from Home and Hort on the RHS Chelsea Flower Show. Is 2026 the year the RHS let it all hang loose, threw off the shackles of class and conformity and said fuck it? The author's read of this year's show is that the institutional gatekeeping that has historically defined the RHS class goaded plant selection, formal garden orthodoxy visibly loosened. It's the rare piece that's honest about why you actually start a practice, not the practice itself. The trade stands down the avenue from London Gate are where the genuine experimentation lives, and Home and Hort spends time on the designers and causes that don't get the BBC coverage. If you garden seriously and follow Chelsea, this is the most honest read this week. From the Theology of Home Substack, today's daily collection includes a feature on Fanny Farmer before Martha Stewart and Betty Crocker. Fanny Farmer was the figure who codified American domestic cookery as a teachable craft. The piece also covers the cultural history of the blue shirt, described in 1863 as a cold and retiring color, and its effect upon the mind is of a quiet, soothing nature and an argument for keeping a gift pantry of small ready items for unexpected moments. Light, but the gift pantry idea travels well. The dog piece you should read even if you don't have one. The Goodest Place, a small Substack run from a dog's home in Norway, has a follow-up on Prinny and John. Prinny is a tiny poodle in Melbourne, Australia, and John is the WW2 veteran she has decided to focus a large portion of her love on. The original note, nearly 9,000 likes, hundreds of restacks, prompted hundreds of readers asking for the full story. This week's installment delivers it: a 7-year-old poodle making a daily decision to lift a 100-year-old man, and what that costs and gives both of them. And from the same author, a holiday arc piece on Britain's railway collection dogs, the historic line of station and freight dogs the British rail system maintained as part of the labor force. Reflective, with a section on quiet companionship that lands. That's your Storyflow Daily Lifestyle. Sources in the notes. Lily out.